Hey guys, it's Ed. I just want to call your attention to a little contest we're having on the blog. At this point, many of you have probably already completed your NCAA brackets. We want you to burn your brackets. Join us for the first ever Stuff Smart People Like Bracketless Bracket Challenge. What's a bracketless bracket, you might say? Good question. In a bracketless bracket, you aren't required to predict the winner of every single game. Instead, you have to make 16 selections. In the NCAA tournament, there are 16 seed levels. The seed numbers range from 1 to 16. Teams with a 1 seed are considered the best teams out of the 64 teams in the bracket. Teams with a 16 seed are considered the worst teams in the bracket of 64 teams. There are 4 teams at each seed level. So for instance, this year, the number 1 seeds are Michigan State, Kentucky, Syracuse, and the University of North Carolina. In a bracketless bracket, all you have to do is select one team from each seed level. Out of those 4 that I just mentioned, you might like Kentucky. That's fine. For every win that Kentucky gets, you'll get 100 points. As soon as they lose, you stop getting points. You like Kentucky and you like Syracuse. You want to pick both. Too bad, you can only pick one. You'll continue to do this for each of the seed levels, all the way down to 16. And the point totals for a win increase by 10 as you go down the ladder. So a 1 seed will get you 100 points for a win. A 2 seed will get you 110 points. A 3 seed will get you 120 points, and so on. This type of system rewards upset picks. So if you happen to pick this year's George Mason, or VCU, or Butler, you'll do much better than your comrades who expected those teams to go out in the first couple rounds. After each round, we'll post a leaderboard on the blog, so you can check back and see your score. You can enter at the website, stuffsmartpplike.com. The person with the most points at the end of the tournament will win a $25 gift card to Amazon.com, courtesy of Stuff Smart People Like. Myself and the rest of the guys will make our picks, but we, of course, won't be eligible to win the gift card. We've given you twice the incentive. Not only do you have a chance to win $25 in Amazon cash, but you also have a chance to best one or all of our regular panel members from the podcast and show that you are truly a smart prognosticator. We'll see you on the internet.